to point you to the right response at this time. This world needs to come because of where we are. We are at the same place where Joshua was, and God had to keep telling him, be courageous, fear not, be not afraid, be courageous, and take these people into the promise. Be strong. Now, what is strength? God's definition of strength. Sorry, I'm not taking time. I just want to encourage us to respond in the right way, because there's a tendency to be discouraged. The 12 people that went in to spy the land, they told the truth about the land. They were giants. But what God did not want was the discouragement and the fear. He always knew that you could not make it on your own. But he did not want the fact that you could not make it on your own to be the excuse to disqualify yourself and say, well, since we can't make it, let's just be like all the other nations and be unclean, be unsanctified. You know? No. He said, trust yourself into my hand. David said, if I will die, the best place to die is in the hand of God. And discover that God wasn't planning to kill you. Have you not noticed anybody that said, now this is too much? Around here is death, around here is death, on my side is death. Now if I perish, I perish. None of them perish. Four lepers. If we go into the city, death. If we stand here, death. If we hear that, if we go forward, battle, armies. Is that not what you're hearing? You can't go back to Egypt. You can't go into the war. You go to the left. I'm speaking this especially because of the teenagers. What does God expect of you? Why he's saying all this is so you can come to a full awareness that there's only one place to go. Follow. You say, God, if it is like this, if I go back, it's death. If I look sideways, it's death. If I go left, it's death. If there is nothing else left, if I must die, then where is the best place to die? Blessed are the dead who die in Christ henceforth. So if I must die, then let me die in God's hands. Hallelujah. He said, Father, since there's no other place, I thrust you myself into your hands. If I perish, I perish. I don't want to know how I make it. Make me to make it. So that you can thrust aside all your cares and worries and reach out. And that's what God has in mind. Because Joshua had lost all that he knew. The law, the person that has been there, the mentor, for 40 years. And now God is saying, why would God take away all the things that he was sure of and then tell him to go to the promise? Hallelujah. You need courage. And the definition of strength is this. And then I'll leave. He says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So the one thing you must not do is to faint. I'm strong. I'm not afraid. I'm not dismayed. For the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. Hallelujah. And God is asking you to respond to this. Trust yourself into his hand. Because where we are, that is the only response that will take us in. And the four lepers said, well, since everywhere is death, the only place where there's a probability, where we don't know what will happen to us, where there's a possibility to live or die, all the rest were sure of. You are sure that if you leave the faith and become an unbeliever, you shall surely die. Isn't it? If you become a lukewarm Christian, Jesus will spew you out of his mouth. So that's not an option. The only place left where there is hope is if you stay in the place where you just be a normal Christian. You are not sure If these things they are saying comes, you are not sure whether you will not be among those that will be taken, isn't it? You don't want to be in a place where you are not sure. And so God is saying, you need to make commitment. Hallelujah. Make commitment and move to the place where you can be sure. And tell yourself, if I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. But I perish in a good place. Amen. In the hand of God. And discover that you will never perish. And you need to make a decision today. You don't need to know how God is going to do it. He needs us to trust Him. That's just the point He's making. He knows you can't do it. Hallelujah. He wants to do it. And I want to end by this illustration. The word that has been brought is like the word that Gabriel brought to Mary. Okay? All of us, at this time, everybody who is bringing a word must come from the very presence of the Lord and bring the seed of the word. And what is the seed of the word supposed to do? Certain kinds of words anointed by the Spirit should come to you at this time to produce a certain kind of response. And what is the response? Oh Lord, do to me as you have said. Say, God, all these things you have, oh angel, all these things you are saying, how are they going to come to pass? Because they are all bigger than me. Mary was saying, look, these things you are saying, they only have to happen if I have a husband, isn't it? It's like what you are saying is impossible because I'm not yet married. That's like saying it can't happen, angel. How will it happen? That's what we are all asking, because the picture being painted as is too much. But that is it. That's why we are encouraging that the word should come to show the people all the words of God that will come now is to show you how desperate our situation is and how desperate we need God. And if it is handled the wrong way, you may cancel yourself out of the equation. But everyone that God loves and everyone that God knows has a chance to get this kind of word when you get to that place. Amen. He must press you in unless you refuse to go. So this word is meant for you to say, Father, my understanding has failed. I can't understand how this is going to happen. But what is saying that you have for me is really good. And if there's a way I can make it, I really want it. So today I'm trusting myself into your hand. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel gave her the answer. Said, how will these things you have said come to pass? He said, when you respond and say, do to me as you have said. He says, the Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you. And another seed will be sown in you, called the seed of the Christ. So the work is a work of the Holy Spirit. But men will come that are anointed to deliver the seed of the word that will cause you to produce the response. Because if the measure of the response does not match what God is going to bring to you, it cannot download. If you don't have the capacity to take what God has for you, he can't release. So he has to stir you and stir you and stir you and bring you to the place where you really want it. He says, if you thirst and you hunger for righteousness, you will be filled. And tonight, we're in the right place. We're in the place of contrition. We're afraid not to be the people that God wants us to be. We're in a good place. But there's a dicey place. And at this point, everywhere in the scripture, when they come to building the final temple, there must be prophets prophesying to their hand. They build, build, be encouraged, build. Everywhere. When we come to the point of building the 10th temple, it's full of discouragement. Sambalat will be there, Tobiah will be there. When they look at what the glory was before, compared to the final finishing, it looks like God, if lizard climb this thing we're doing, it's going to even fall. When you look by the seeing of the eye and what is there, it's like it's better to discontinue than to continue. But at that point, God must send them prophets to tell them this thing that looks like it's not going to be worth anything. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. And for that reason, you must be strong. You must be encouraged. Be strong. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you. Hallelujah. And he said, two men among them had to bring this testimony. Say, all these things they've said is true about that place and how difficult it is to get there. But the good news is that it is the Lord that brought us this far. And he has brought us out this far to take us in. We must not forget. Why? The reason for the word. Now let's make a response. Hallelujah. For it is important that we make the right response. It is not a response of discouragement. It is a response of total commitment so that he can finish what he has to do. Because the Holy Ghost is here to do for you what you cannot do. Because you are now at the place of contrition. He says, though he's a high God, but he dwells with they that are of a low spirit. Those who are humble, he says, that's where he makes his dwelling. Hallelujah. It brought you to the good place where you can respond and you will find God. Let us pray. Let me be what I know of.
Let the living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll.
Abba Father.
Acknowledge that we have failed you. No one here, we can see that you have shown us how we are and where we are. How we have wasted your goods. We are not better than the prodigal. But you have come to announce the opportunity we have. And you are standing at the door to kiss us. You have not come to trust us off by showing us how long we have fed with this wine. How we have wasted your resources and have become broke and have become helpless. But we are ready to come with you. We have the overriding desire, and that's why we are in this particular place, not in another place. For you said your Father is greater than all. And you said no man can pluck us out of his hand. That if we give ourselves to him, that he is able to preserve us. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, that this word will move into the souls of the young people. Move in the souls of the teenagers. Move in the souls of everyone. Oh Lord God. And destroy the things that you came to break. But that your spirit will build. That the Spirit of God will arise now in the souls of the people. For you came to break and not to make as well. There are things you must break tonight. But you do not plan to break the people. Hallelujah. You've come to break and to make. That tonight, all the things you've come to break down, to pull down, to throw down and destroy, that they will melt in smoke. By the ministry of the word, that the fear of God that has come into the hearts of the people will have an abiding place. This reverence that you have brought into the hearts of your people, for this is the fear that saved Noah. This is the fear that saved every godly person that came to the time of calamity. To be afraid of God and know that God will do what he has said. To pray to God to deliver us from falling into the lot of the vessels of wrath. We come to ask you today that you will touch our lives and cause us to repent. Show us where we have missed it. Not only today, that we will not be sober unto the death of the graveyard, but that the hope that comes with your word will enter into our hearts. There will be an entrance of hope. For your word has in it an accompanying power to do the purpose for which it is sent. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you would destroy the things that constitute your enemies. Some of them are members of our own households. They're with us, they sabotage your grace. Father, and we don't know. We agree with them. Father, we just pray tonight that there will be a move of God.
Amen.
Upon the hearts of your people. Oh God, because everyone is yielded to you. Everyone has heard the trumpet clearly. And is wishing that they are on the side of salvation. We ask that you grant it tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the supervisory activity of the Holy Ghost will come upon your people. And bring repentance. And bring grace to renunciation. Father, we just bless you. Brethren, I'd like to pray a few prayers right now. Please pray with me. Pray with me as much as you can. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me my trespasses. I want to stand in your presence. And I ask you that to send down your blood. To close all the loopholes in my life. That I open by myself. To reenact agreements, covenants that you broke after I gave my life to Christ. Some I did in ignorance, some I did in association, others I did under pressure of life circumstances. But today I come to take acknowledgement. And I request from you that you break every agreement, every covenant, every condition that I put myself. I come to renounce them. I reject them. Whether they be customs or traditions, whatever they be, I give you the authority that you will break them. And that you will release me. And that every agreement will be destroyed. That the blood of Jesus will close the loophole. And take away the ground upon which the curse is based. And let the curse be destroyed. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray for your people. Oh Lord God. We just bless them. For the curse is removed.
Amen.
Let them be blessed.
Amen.
That God, there will be a grace to hear you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We ask for grace to hear the Spirit. We ask for grace to make progress.
Amen.
We ask, oh Lord, for fresh capacity to receive the restraint of the Spirit.
Amen.
Father, we ask for the Spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
The Spirit of counsel. The spirit of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. We ask for eyes that see and ears that hear. Father, we ask that you bring a fresh overshadowing over the lives of your people. We ask that you go right to the homes and environment where these people have come from. Where the enemy is waiting to press them back to reenact these agreements. That you go ahead of them. And you will do things in their environment. That will destabilize the enemy. That will take away that ground he has had. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we bring a fresh application of the blood of Jesus upon their mind realm. Upon the depth of their souls. That you will close the loopholes.
Amen.
Lord God, put your blood on their will. Everybody's will. So that their will will be quickened to choose the will of God.
Amen.
Father, we just bless you today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's take our seats, please. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, Brother Tony used an analogy of the report of the spies. And two of the spies came back and they said, the Lord has given us the land and we are well able to take it. We should go now to take the land. But they can't believe the report of the 10 spies. And they delayed and the Lord was wrong. Brethren, we've heard the word tonight. We know the areas that we need to make correction. We have the Holy Spirit of God within us. Bible says that we have, God has given us all that pertains unto life and unto godliness. By the mercies of God, by the mercies of the living God, He sent His word tonight. Our response, brethren, must be, God, we are well able to take this land. When Brother Chijoke was sharing yesterday, he made an example which looked totally unconnected to the word he was sharing. He said in Nigeria, when the government allocates a land for you, you are given 18 months to develop that land. If after 18 months you don't develop the land, or I don't develop the land the Lord gives me, it's taken back. And when Brother Tony came to our fellowship about 2 weeks ago, he gave a word that we have 18 months. I couldn't make that connection until when our brother was speaking yesterday. For many months, I've been saying to brethren, to my wife, I've been saying, we all think, brethren, that this is some kind of a game, some fad that we are just playing. Brethren, this is life and death. This is not drama. The words that we are hearing now, we've not heard them before. The things that are happening now are unique to this time. Now the Lord has given us His word. All that we can say in our heart is, all the Lord has said, we will do. We are well able to take this land because the Lord has given us this land.
Amen.
Brethren, do not procrastinate. Do not say, oh, I can't, it's too much for me. Because we call God a liar. God will not send His word if it is too much for us. It is time to go up and take the land. Tomorrow may be too late. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We have come to recover, and I just feel awareness in my spirit that let all the ministry come forward this time, that we might be able to stand. It's the walls are already fallen. They are fallen, that they are already on the floor, and the Lord wants us to stand and make declarations. To erase those that have been inscribed, and also to declare, it is a prophetic word that goes forth before the whatever is revealed be revealed. I feel the ministry should come forward that we might be able to declare a prophetic word. We might be able to make our mind known. And we'll be able to make the mind, the will of the Lord known, concerned in this matter. And I feel the harvest is ripe at this stage for us, His people. For what the Lord knew, that there was captivity. The Lord knew the situation was bad. And He told us, except we do not believe the word. He was not talking about the things that were in our hands. He was talking about the things that were not in our control. That we should pursue them and recover. And I feel, no matter how tired you are, we should stir up ourselves at this time and make holy declaration. The book of Colossians said, through his blood, he blotted all written ordinances that were contrary to us. One of the things that surely that came to me in the course before this conference, apart from the nations you dwell, you came from originally, in every nation you live in, there are spirits that control the nation, that we must rise up above them. You know, you when you see men, any environment you live, there is a behavioral character in the environment. You find out that somehow you fall underneath it, except you rise up. And that was what happened to David. The things, what we are looking at, he was overtaken. He was a man of war. Not just war, war for God, but he was overtaken. His decision was overtaken. It was what happened to his parent. If you read this word, listen very carefully. Remember his parent, when there was a famine in Israel, they made a hasty decision. In his own time, he made a very hasty decision. Don't make mistake about it. We have come to a point. I feel the Lord is saying our hearts are ready for him to walk. And I feel the ministry at this time, the responsibility lies on the ministry at this time to dictate the pace. But the Lord has handed the victory into our hands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand up, please. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we bless you. Lord, we exalt you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks, O God. Thank you for the grace, O God, to recover all. My God, we bless you for the strength to overtake and to recover all. Lord, we bless you. We come to you, O God, as a people. Even at this hour, my God, even as you gave David strength to arise at midnight and cross over the Jordan, Father, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. We give you praise, O God. Lord God, we receive strength, O God, even from your throne, O God. My God, thank you for the empowerment you have given to your church even at this hour. Thank you for the word of life, O God. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for the energy that comes through the power of your blood. My God, thank you for life we receive through your blood. Lord, we give you praise, O God. Hallelujah. Rapaya la grubo suye. Je palanta la bandi. Re palando lo ko je paya la grubo suye. Father God, we bless you. Zotrukuye malandolo suye. Jiepuli pruzuntuli palandolo koye. Dielemo zundrukuye. Thank you for strongholds being broken tonight, O God. Bala kalandolo kujele. Thank you for shackles, my God. Malandolo sutuli. Malandi that's been broken, O God. By the power, O God, of your name. Thank you, Jesus. You sent your word and healed, oh my God, our diseases. Lord, we bless you. You're the Lord that healed us. Ah, krabusuye. Dilimalandolo kujapalandele osuye. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Jepalandolo koye. Dielemo sutuli rapaya labolo suye. Lie kalahandele suye. We bless you. Lord, we are the people of God. We are called by your name. My God, we have been delivered from shame. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you thanks. Zatala krabusuye, jigalabusutuli, mele lolo kujikalabalandolo hosuye. Father, for too long we have borne the image of the earthly man. But Lord, thank you for tonight, O God. Lord, we as a people must bear the image of the heavenly. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for life, O my God, that proceeds from your throne unto your own, my God. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we have received immortality through the power of the gospel. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we are not ashamed of the gospel, because in the gospel is the power of God that brings salvation. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Lord, we believe your gospel. We believe your good news, because in this gospel, my God, it's your power that brings salvation. Lord, we bless you. Lord, in this gospel is your righteousness revealed from faith to faith. Father, we bless you. Jalabalando lo koye, gravo sutuli, melehendo lo krubusuye, jigelebo sutuli, malando lo kokotele. Father God, we thank you. Jepalahandele krubusuye, dielemo sutuli. Melehendolo ko japaya, ayalabo zondolo koye, indolo kotele. Arise, O God, and come to your dwelling place. You and the ark of your strength. Let your praise, my God, be clothed with righteousness. Let your saints shout for joy. Lord, the time have come for you, O God, to favor Zion. Father, we bless your name. Melendolo koye, jigalabo sotule, drapalandolo kushie. Father, we bless you. Zendelendolo kutulie, palandolo koye. Lord, by the anointing Jesus, you've broken the yokes. Father, we bless you. Melendolo koye, jigalabo sotule, melendolo krubu sotule, drobo kutili, payandolo koye. Lord, every agreement with the grave have been broken tonight. Jepaya la katalaba, dilimo sutuli, melehendo lo koye. Father, we bless you. Grebo sutuli, endo lo koye. Jepaya palahando lo koye. Drabalahando lo kukutuli. Father, we bless you. Jepaya rabolo osu, melehendo lo kukutuli. Melendolo krubosu, dala kala krubosu tu, grie poye palandolo koye, didile krubosu tuli, rabalandolo koye, jigalabosu tuli, melendolo koye, ropoye kalahandolo koye. Father God, we thank you. Indala payala balande, geyelemo sutuli. Jalaba sutuli, zondolo krobosuye. Arise and shine, you children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Galahandolo koye, melehendolo kukutuli, gayarabru sutuli, jalabalahandolo kokotrobolo hosuye, lie palahandolo kokoshikatalaba. Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah, Father, we receive to declare publicly that all that you have said we're able to do. Because we are not a people that draw back to perdition. But it is our determination to press on. So Lord, we receive the Spirit you have poured upon us. Because the going forth of your word is working to create faith. For it says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing even the word of the hour. So Lord, we thank you for the strength and the energy that you have released. Lord, I pray for leadership. For it said that the men of Issachar were those who know the times. And were able to order Israel as to what they should do, how they should order themselves, how they should arrange themselves. Lord, we pray for the leadership, that you might grant wisdom and strength and sensitivity and the tenderness to encourage, to instruct, to reprove, to build up your people in righteousness, that your body will be fully furnished within these 18 months that you have given to us. Lord, in these 6 months between now and October, that you might grant us the grace to be able to feel the urgency of the times, that those of us who have married two wives will be able to put away that which is illegal. Lord, the situations that have disqualified us, Lord, that we might receive strength, that there be wisdom to instruct the people of God how to make amends, how to retrace our steps, how to position our mind, that you might inscribe, you might write, you might overwrite, you might delete every unclean writing, every claim of the enemy. Lord, we ask for help. For I said you intervene. You said that no flesh should be saved. Therefore we ask, O God, that you might send help. Let there be ministering spirit sent. In all seasons and in all dimensions and in all situations to help us, O Lord. Not just those who have been under the sound of this voice, but those who are even, before you say, as many as the Lord has called. Lord, we pray for your church. We pray for Zion. Say, let there be a trumpet that will blow in Zion. Say, wake up the mighty men. Say, prepare war. Lord, let this trumpet be sounded in Zion. Lord, let it be clear and sharp that in the deepest recesses of our soul, there will be a stirring and there will be an awakening. That is our prayer, O God. That which you have said to us, you will say to all. Lord, cause every ear to hear in all the realms and all the wavelengths of Zion that men will hear. That it is a time to go to be numbered. Lord, we receive the ability to make amends. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for counting us worthy to hear. For he said, it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. For you give your mysteries to children of the kingdom. But those who are not children, you speak to them in parables. Lord, thank you for making the vision plain. For you said this was an appointed time. Lord, we pray you might raise in this assembly, in our assembly, the teaching priest that will be able to instruct your people how to separate the precious from the vile, how to separate the righteous from that which is unrighteous. Lord, how to open blind eyes, how to open deaf ears, how that the lame will receive strength to walk. Lord, how that the faint-hearted might be strengthened. Lord, how that those of us who have been earthbound might begin to be heaven-bound. Lord, that there will be a reorientation in your camp, O God. Father, you might raise carpenters that will begin to chisel the horns of the Gentiles. Lord, these strongholds in the land, this spirit of Britannia, Lord, this spirit of the Thames, this spirit that rule over this land, that sit in the midst of the seas. You say, I sit a queen, I shall not suffer the loss of children. Lord, we ask, O God, that you might pour out your spirit upon us.
Amen.
Release strength.
Amen.
Upon every one of us, upon this assembly, upon those who are not even here, O God, we ask that which you have started to do will spread, O God. Let the strength of your visitation not abate, O God. Let it grow stronger. Let it overtake us, O God. In, like Elijah was able to run, he ran by the strength of the Spirit. We ask, O God, that the strength of the Spirit will come to us. Lord, that the food you feed us, that which you have given to us, will be that which will take us many days. Lord, we pray for understanding. Grant understanding, O God, even to the little, even to the simple, O God. Let wisdom be received. Let understanding be given to us. Let knowledge be released unto your people. Lord, cause us to hear the voice of wisdom as it's calling unto us. Lord, take it. We rebuke the spirit of simplicity. We rebuke the spirit of foolishness. We rebuke the spirit of hoarders. We rebuke the spirit of worldliness. Lord, every contrary spirit, we say the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say we're able to go up and we're able to take and possess this land, O God. Lord, like you said, like a wise householder, say we're able to bring out things old and new. Lord, that which you have given to us, we receive grace. This talent to multiply it. Lord, that our talent shall not be hidden in our earth. We shall not waste the portion of the Father in riotous living, O God. Lord, we receive grace to be wise. We receive grace to be fruitful. We receive grace to do that which will be pleasing to you, O God. We receive grace to begin to walk in a new way, O God. We just bless you, O God. Because when we pray according to your will, you hear us. Thank you for hearing us, O Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The day is fast spent. Just a few announcements before we close. The plan tomorrow is to continue where we stopped this afternoon. With regards to, you know, the group sessions we had this afternoon.
Don't be upset. I had a meeting at ended today. Please don't be upset. 2 minutes. Since it has ended today, let me say this one. Am I allowed?
Yes. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Do not take your time. I just want to draw your attention to the words that have come and the word, you know, some, you know, and I just want to draw our attention to certain kinds of messages. First, God wants you to know that the reason why He encourages that at this time we must do whatever we can to deliver messages from the presence of the Lord and the way He wants us to deliver it. The reason is because when we deliver the kind of word like Gabriel, that the people will not look for the strength to obey the word. That the strength will be inside the seed of the word that is delivered to you. So you will not look for energy somewhere else. That the word will bring to you the capacity to do what God wants you to do. Now the first thing I'd like you to go away with from this meeting, that if these words are from God, because that's the pattern God has given us for bringing us to the place where the Son of God will break through and be caught up to God and to His throne, that the angel will bring the word and the seed of the word will have in it the capacity to make you accomplish what is in the mind of God. So that's why the prayer, Brother Chijoke, pray that God will help the ministries to be timely. And I want to conclude it by calling our attention to a messenger that God wants us to look at and know that it's serious. There was an angel that was up all the time. When he came to Revelation 10, he came down. And governor referred to him. I'm not preaching, just give me another just 2-3 minutes. He stood with right leg on the sea and the left leg on the land. And if you notice, certain kinds of messengers are described from their head to their foot. And this was one of those kind of angels. He had a rainbow on his head. His face was the face of a sun. He was clothed with a cloud. And his two legs were pillars of fire. And he raised his two hands and he swore, saying there will be no more time. But on his right hand, he had a book, a scroll. The scroll is meant to be eaten by the person who saw the vision. Amen. Now, the message has implication. The legs, what is the implication of putting an iron or steel that is 1000 degrees hot into water? It will boil. God is trying to say from Revelation 11, the sea will boil and the earth will boil. Huh? So it's preparing you. Who is seeing the vision? A voice spoke from behind the angel. Take that scroll and eat. Because it will be sweet in your mouth like honey, but be bitter in your stomach. But what it will do to you is that it will make you a prophet. Because when the sea starts boiling and the earth starts boiling, you will be the prophet of the nations. Amen. So here is a training school for the people that will prophesy when the earth starts boiling and the sea starts boiling. And he says, I swear. That's what the angel is saying in the name of God. That there's no more time. Yeah. It's about time. I've come down now. And the earth and the sea will boil. Because the implication of the feet, the 2 feet,
is red hot. How can he stand? And he says, everything carnal, you have to flee from it. Before it starts boiling outside, he wants to cleanse anything else from you and everything nations, because they are determined for fire. But he wants to use his own cleansing on you and then give you the scroll from the messenger to eat. The messages that are coming to you now are going to be consequential to making you become the saviors. So you are here for a special work. Then, finally, to help you, I think it's in Revelation 7, he showed you the picture of what this messenger represents when he said four angels were holding the four quarters, but another angel was rising from the east.
Hallelujah.
This angel that's going to bring the judgment came down from up. But the angel that is going, the angel that was shouting, hold on, was rising from the earth to heaven. Two different angels. This angel is a man, rising from the earth towards heaven, from the east. Men are beginning to enter into experiences in God that are causing them to rise in the mind of Christ. And they are bringing ministry that is sealing your soul in preparation for the thing that wants to happen down there. So this angel that was rising is the one that shouted, say, hold on till we seal the servants of our God on their minds. And the message that is going on your mind now is telling you, be strong. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. This is not against you. It's for you if you respond now. So instead of you being afraid, it says, for men will hear what is about to happen and their hearts will faint for hearing. But instead of your heart to faint, you begin to understand when Jesus says, when you begin to see these things happen increasingly, then you know that your salvation is near. Amen? So you will be having the understanding that your salvation is coming nearer. So that the fear of hearing it, making you to submit to God. Because if it is small like this, and it is happening like this, when the sea starts boiling, how can I stand? Do I wait till when the sea starts boiling to start wanting to fear God? Can I cope then? That's the time when it's too late to seek God. Because everywhere there's panic, isn't it? You won't be able to read Bible if they start throwing bomb here, will you? Now is the time to read Bible. Now is the time to listen to tape. Now is the time to fast. Because in Central African Republic, nobody's fasting again. In Syria, they are not fasting again. You can't fast when there is bomb. Isn't it? So it's now. Hallelujah. So that's what God is telling us. That these words are correct. And they are being spoken to you. Because you are the ones that God believes will now bring hope when the boiling starts. Amen. And for the young people, God is just expecting you to respond to the capacity that will bring you to where you should be, to be under safety. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I believe these messages will be